Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the start line by a son, dad, director, musician, producer, former football player, taekwondo black belt, and some acting on the side.
Yeah, just a little bit. Here we are again. I try my best.
His latest role is Lieutenant Colonel Jack Sullivan in Stranger Things. We welcome Sherman Augustus.
How are you?
Absolutely great. Sherman, let's go beyond the mic. This cast is a who's who of stars. What made this role one you love from the get-go?
Just the simple fact that it was something different that I get a chance to do. And Jack really doesn't talk much. So I go back and I reference Val Kilmer in Tombstone. And even when Val didn't say anything, you're watching him. You know,
the look.
It's just it. I mean, just to be the presence and just being in that space and just owning that lens. And so I'm like, okay, one of these days I'll be able to do that and just go through this whole thing and just whatever's radiating from my eyes is exactly what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. And that was one of the main catalysts for me to like really embody myself into this guy and find some different behaviors. And basically it's just, you know, you're giving the audience a little bit of yourself, you know? So if folks think I'm a mean guy in real life, I am. Or no, I'm not. I'm not a mean guy. I'm a really nice guy. So, but it was really cool to put that guy's suit on and to find a behavior and just immerse myself into that guy. So I love me some Jack.
Your character's on the hunt for 11, Jane.
Yeah.
How was working with Millie Bobby Brown and the rest of this cast special for you?
Season 4, Millie and I were working like the last day. And so, you know, I kind of looked at the brothers like, will I have a scene with her? And they were like, we got something in mind for you. So I did have a nice little scene with her. It was... it's just really magical. I mean, everybody is just so in tune to what they're doing in their character. It's just, you show up, you shoot the scene in between takes. Everybody's just fine, you know, having a blast. And it's really cool to be in something like that. I got to say, I have been lucky the last 5 to 6 years to work on projects where there were no knucklehead actors. Everybody came to work. Everybody knows that they have lightning in a bottle. Everybody's pulling their weight. Everybody's having fun. And there was no just debauchery. Everybody was there for each other. And it was just so cool.
You've portrayed characters in Dexter, the NCIS world for 3 different shows.
Yeah.
Even Murder, She Wrote. Has this role soothed that recurring acting itch, or is there another role we'll be talking about soon?
There's Lanterns. There's a couple other things that I have not shot yet that start shooting next year. That should be interesting. And I'm really I haven't started doing the homework on this one thing. It's called Feed, and it's a horror film. So I really got to. He's like a doomsday prepper. So I'm just trying to like try to find my own way into being this doomsday prepper. But what would I really use? What would I really have on hand? So, you know, I'm putting all that together. So when we do get to that film, I can say to the producers and to the filmmakers, I think I would have a Barrett 50 cal. That would be upstairs in the attic. But I would have a way to get up there to get to that. And, oh, by the way, I would have another one that faces the backyard. I mean, you know, come on. You know, I might have to crawl over here through the crawl space and get that one and crank off. You never know. I mean, if the monster's coming, I got to crank off on the monster, guys. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just trying to accumulate a bunch of stuff in my head to actually what this guy would have. So that's going to be fun.
Just got to have one. Sherman Augustus from Stranger Things joins us for the Rocking 8-8 random question. Sherman, just trust your first instinct. There's no pressure. Do you prefer a joint lock or a chokehold?
Chokehold.
Which role from your past is the one that you loved other than Jack?
I would say Richie Mason from Virus. Yeah.
Which character of your Daughter of Django graphic novel was your favorite?
Jeez. I can't really say because there's, I love all those girls, all those women, I should say, all those women, because, you know, they were raised by the same man. And there's a part of him in each and every one of them. And, you know, they're not maternal sisters, but there's a skill set that each one of them embodied that, you know, put together. It's just a lethal combination. But I would say all the girls. And we, you know, the graphic novel, we did not introduce Jade yet. But when we get to actually shooting the show, we will meet Jade. And she's reckoned to be a force to be reckoned with. So I'm
not going to pick one of your daughters, air quotes.
I'm not going to pick one of my daughters. No, I can't be that guy. You know, you can't have a favorite sibling, you know, I'm the favorite child. So
you don't lie. When you're on a plane, do you prefer a window, aisle, or middle seat?
I'm an aisle guy. I mean, you know, it used to be the window in case I had to stick my arm out and keep us up, right? You know, I can keep the plane in the air, but I'm an aisle guy now. It's just like, you never know when you have to like assist. So
I know,
you know, you never know. And then, I don't mind getting up if I have to get up for someone to go to use the restroom or whatever the case may be, but I'm an aisle kind of guy.
Where is your place in the desert that gives you peace?
I recently went to Joshua Tree, and oh, nice. I got to tell you, I got there, unpacked, and was so serene, and just watched the prairie dogs and just chilled out, ate, and enjoyed the hot tub, looked at the stars. And was just like in awe. So it makes you, it's like going to the Grand Canyon. You notice and you feel and you realize there's a lot bigger things in this world than you and beauty.
Dream car growing up?
Jag and Porsches. So I got one of those right now. So, yeah.
Anything find its way from your home from either the In the Band Lands or Stranger Things set?
I have my sword. I have my moon sword. And Stranger Things, I have my wig. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I have my wig. So
toughest question ever. Yes, no, or maybe. Have you ever talked about Fight Club?
No, never.
Okay.
Never. Sure. Never. You know. Never, 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 never.
How do you see the way you see your character in Stranger Things change from audition to now?
I would say the behavior is the same. I going into season five, I did start contemplating because we had the strikes. I started contemplating, you know, where would he be right now? A couple of months afterwards, and now he can physically see what actually has transpired and has started to seep into our world, and I think he's pretty much. He's more pissed about that. And I would say because he did not prevent the events that happened. So he takes that because he was sent there and in command of all this stuff. But still, you know, one or two steps behind everything else that was going on because the misdirection plays of Brennan and Owens and all these guys. So, you know, they're off the board now. Yeah. So now he has to deal with Dr. K.
He loves Joshua Tree, chokeholds, and wants you to watch season 5 of Stranger Things. Sherman Augustus, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic shortcut.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.